Here's a fellow that is very proud of one of his former players. As a matter of fact, one of the best players in the state of Tennessee during her time, Chloe Moore McNeil. And Coach Willie Trevathan, who coached her in the state championship games. Coach, first off, what a terrific honor to be able to know that one of your players has scored 1,000 points at Indiana. Wow.
Impressive, Paul. She's, as we all know, a very special kid, and such a great honor, and so proud of her.
Tell me your thoughts about Chloe, where she has come from to where she has gone to.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise to anyone what Chloe's been able to accomplish. First and foremost, we all know, all of us who know her, Chloe's a better person than she is a basketball player, which speaks volumes about her. She's so kind, so humble, such a great teammate. I will say that you could probably say the Indiana players would agree, and her high school teammates would have all told you she was just as good of a teammate as you could have asked for, and just you never knew what a great player she was by the way she carried herself or the way she acted or spoke or any of that stuff. She was just such a great kid that just has always just minded her business and did her work, and so many accomplishments, and you just add this to the list. So I just can't speak enough about how deserving she is of everything that she has been able to accomplish.
Well, she knows how to set records. She did one at Purdue a couple of times. And, of course, going against USC, she hit, I think the number was 11, and she has 1,000 points now. How hard is it to get 1,000 points, Coach?
Well, it's hard to get 1,000 points in high school. That's a really, really great milestone for a high school player, let alone a Power Five university like Indiana, and and a team that's accomplished what they've accomplished since she's been there. Really special. I'll tell you another pretty impressive thing to me is and you got to sit and watch her last year guarding Caitlin Clark all over the floor, and then yesterday guarding the I'm drawing a blank. The kid from USC, the really good player. She's out there guarding her. So
Juju Watkins, you're talking about?
Yes. So as she's scoring 1,000 points, if you pay much attention to their game, she's usually guarding the other team's best player as well. So I just think that's pretty impressive.
When you were coaching Greenfield girls in the state championship, you saw some connectivity with your basketball team, particularly five or seven or eight kids that knew exactly where they were going to go in life. And I don't think there's any doubt that she knew where she was going to go. But in this, what happens to her after college, I think she's going to be in the pros before it's long, too. What do you think?
I think definitely that is a potential for her. She has a lot of tools that would fit that mold. And I'm definitely not a professional basketball scout or anything like that, but her athleticism and her length and her ability to handle the ball and pass it, as well as being an outside shooting threat, and she's facilitates so well for others, and then her ability to defend. I think there's just a lot of qualities there that would definitely fit the professional game. So I would love to see that as an opportunity for her, considering all that she's put into this. And like you said, she's had a pipe dream of being a basketball player her entire life, and definitely put in the work. So I know we would all love to see her get that opportunity.
I want to speak on behalf of Weakley County Schools for a moment. She represents her school, her county school, based on the fact that when you hear her in a press conference, she is eloquent. She knows how to speak. She doesn't slur. She doesn't ramble. She knows what she's going to say when it comes out of her mouth.
Well, I just think that speaks to her character. She's a high-class person, and very high character, just, you know, ultimate professional in everything she does. And she's always been a very well-spoken kid. And, you know, you talk about her coming from Weakley County and from Greenfield. Chloe represents everyone that she's associated with very well, you know, and whether it be her church, her family, her school, her county, you know, she's just special, and that's about all you say about her.
Thanks for acknowledging her 1,000th point, but more than anything else, just to be able to talk about her and to know that she is someone who knows where she's going. There's no question that her faith is very strong as well, and her family is very, very important to her. I know she tries to come down here as home as often as she can.
She does, and when she does, she's so accommodating to others and so, you know, lends of herself to everyone, because that's just who she is. She's just a very kind person, and we're, again, just very proud of her and want to wish her the best in finishing out this season, and hope she continues to accomplish big things.
Thanks so much for visiting with us, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night in your basketball game with Peabody at home, and we'll talk to you real soon. Mm-hmm.